Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Hey, what's going on, folks? The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast went down the other night. We had a ball. Ton of the regulars showed up. It was a good time. I'm going to give you a free view, a taste of what happened. The conversations keep getting more and more ridiculous as audience members actually are becoming like stars of the show. It was a star-studded affair. The clip I have for you here focuses on non-traditional pets, I guess. What? You know, not a cat, not a dog, not a goldfish. I don't even remember how the hell we got into it. But that's where it starts off here on a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Eric.
Dude, I used to have a pet raccoon at one point.
Come on.
No, seriously. We found two babies in a foxhole, and my mom and stepdad took them, and one passed away like very quickly after we got them, but the other one we kept for quite a while till he got pretty big. My mom's got pictures somewhere of us with it.
Nice.
But yeah, we had it for quite a while. It used to shit oatmeal.
Oh my God.
At least that's what it looked like.
So when you wait, so it's just run around your house shitting inside of the residence?
Yeah, it was just like any other pet, like a cat or something.
Did it go into a litter box?
No.
Well, then that's not like a cat. That's not like a cat at all. A cat goes in a litter box.
Well, I mean, it was just out loose. Like, it wasn't, like, caged up or anything like that.
Yeah, so it's walking around. It shits on the floor. Your dad goes, whatever. And then that's it. That's a terrible household. That's very, very filthy.
How do you pet train a raccoon, man?
Well, you shouldn't have it. You look at this guy. He rehabs them. He puts them back out in the woods. And your dad's.
Well, that's what we did eventually.
It died 1 minute after it got out in the woods. It's dead. It was greased by a car.
Someone hit it with a shovel.
As we sit here, Jimmy, what are you doing? Unmute.
Yeah.
What?
I wanted to say something.
Oh, okay. What is it?
I have a pet goat that my mother trained to use a litter box. No, I'm dead serious. It's a kid's pool. Wait. And the goat
I thought it was just going to be a random story of I have a pet goat.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, yeah, I the fucking Bruins beat the Oilers.
All right, you know.
Wait a minute, hold on a minute. Now,
why do I even tune in?
This is good. So let me ask you this, Jimmy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was that a while ago, or is this currently?
When I first moved up here to Maine, I took my mom to the Farmington Fair, and she decided it was time to buy two fucking goats. I'm like, you got to be shitting me. I'm like, okay, so. She got the two little goats and one passed away. And so we have Lily is by herself now, but we've had her since she's a baby, but my mom trained her to use a litter box. Like she goes, she pees in like, does it.
Now, so the goat isn't around you now. It's at mom's house.
No, I take care of my mom.
Okay. So the goat is not far from you. We, at some point, you got to bring the goat on camera.
Oh yeah. She's right downstairs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jeez. Let me ask you this, Jimmy. By the way, it's wonderful that you take care of your mother. I think that is very, very sweet and kind.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy to hear that, you know?
Thank you. And I'm hoping that your Mother's Day wasn't too, upsetting for you under your circumstances.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up. I did okay. I just can't believe it. I'm still in that. I can't believe she's gone mode, you know?
Yeah.
So, one of those things.
So
you know, we all got that in common, but at some point that's going to happen, but that is about this. I want to get back to the goats, Jimmy, because you said one of the goats croaked. When a goat croaks, what do you do with it? You just throw it on the fire or bury it? What happens to the goat after the goat croaks?
She had to be put down because she was a little, one of those mini, what do they call them? The little baby goat.
A kid. Yeah.
No, she wasn't a baby. One of those dwarf. Thank you. Yes.
All right. Dwarf. Midget. Dwarf goat. Okay.
Yeah. So DNA fucked with him and his body couldn't handle, you know, whatever. We had to take him to the vet and had him put down. And he tasted pretty good though. I'm not going to lie.
Stu saw it coming. Stu knew it. Stu knew that was coming.
So we had Billy and Lily, and now we just have Lily.
All right, that's good. It's good to know.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for asking.
Ben, you said the goat pisses in the litter box. What is
yes.
shit?
Where
does it shit?
Well, that's the problem. But that's easy to clean up. They're like little pellets. You just sweep them up. I know. What the fuck do you want? You know, it's a kid's pool with those wood shavings, and she jumps in and does her business.
Yeah,
and
we're learning a lot here. The two people that have spoken about that have different animals. Ben had a raccoon that shit all over the house, and nobody gave a fuck. Jimmy has. Hey, yeah, you know, it's just like a dog, except it shits everywhere.
Yeah, it's got horns.
All right, that's it. The show went on for an hour and 40 minutes, and you need to hear the whole damn thing. Patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane, patreon.com/Eric Zane, in case you missed that. Okay, you get the full show. You can watch it. You can listen to it, whatever you choose. $5 or $10 a month. Name your price. The Name Your Price tool. Okay, all there, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again for the time, folks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.